Between 2007 and 2013, the greater sage grouse declined in population by 56% across its 11-state habitat. That, according to a study paid for by the Pew Charitable Trusts. The study looked at the sagebrush habitat as a whole and also parsed out data from specific areas. Frankie Barnhill reports on the key findings and how they could affect a decision whether to list the bird as endangered.
Since 2010, sage-grouse states throughout the West have made an effort to combat the loss of the bird's habitat. The states are trying to keep the animal from being listed under the Endangered Species Act. Edward Garten is a retired University of Idaho professor and the lead author on the report. He collected data across the sagebrush range to see how the grouse has done in recent years. He says the degree of the decline in the bird varies depending on the particular threats in different states. In Idaho, for example, the grouse population has fared better than in Wyoming, where oil and gas development is prevalent. But he says Idaho's birds face other threats.
Another big factor, though, is fires. Large fires will destroy the sagebrush, and it will take decades for it to grow back.
Garten says the study could signify a cyclical downturn in sage grouse, but it's going to be a few more years before scientists can say for sure. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has until September to decide to put the sage grouse on the endangered species list. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.